like your thoughts overall. I know it's been a challenging first 8 weeks. What's your mindset heading into this?
You know, remove yourself. Take a step back. Truly evaluate everything that's happened in the first half of the season. You know, accept the downfalls, the weaknesses that you're going to see on tape. Do whatever you can to create a plan to improve those, but also find a positive and how you can build on it. I think that we're in a position now at 0-8 heading into a bye week that we can make some slight changes in terms of, you know, mindset, game plan, you know, guys who need to touch the ball more, things like that. And so if we can all go and figure out what those positives and those strengths are for ourselves, and hopefully we can come back and attack those moving forward.
So from a personal level, what did you come out of Sunday feeling the best about?
Didn't turn the ball over. You know, that was obviously the ultimate goal. Obviously the elephant in the room in my game, and that's something that we attacked, and I was able to, you know, be team protecting with the ball, and that's kind of the ultimate goal for me right now. Now it's about making a couple more plays. Obviously you got a couple balls down the sideline to David that can change a game, so it's about now taking, you know, the progress in the turnover side of things and now turning it into making a couple more plays so we can put a couple more points on the board.
Sean, do you think you guys are closer to being successful than maybe a record shows?
Absolutely. I mean, we got, you know, a couple games that are 3-point games. You know, we've hung tight with some of the better teams in this league. But at the end of the day, you know, almost doesn't cut it. So you're going to accept 0-8 for 0-8. But understand that the line that we need to cross is very close. You know, we feel pretty confident on offense, and if we don't turn the ball over and we eliminate some of those you know, shots to our own foot, that we're going to be able to go out and start winning some games.
Sean, there's actually Josh Gordon is meeting with Roger Goodell tomorrow in New York about reinstatement from his indefinite suspension. My question to you is, first of all, have you watched Josh Gordon over the years? And then also, if he showed back up here, what impact do you think that could have on you and the team?
Unfortunately, I haven't really watched him too much. I know that he was a dominant guy in this league, but he is not on this 53-man roster. He's not on the practice squad here now, so I'm going to focus in on my guys and making sure that we can, you know, develop the guys that we do have in the locker room.
When you said the other day after the game that it feels like everything has to go perfect for you, for the team, in order to win a game, do you feel that pressure and that stress of, man, if we make one mistake, it really is going to snowball on us?
Yeah, I mean, it's professional football. I mean, that's what it is. You can't make mistakes in this league because somehow, some way, that mistake is going to come back to haunt you in a game. There's not a lot of games that you can go and have, you know, multiple turnovers or multiple mistakes and crucial moments in the game and still win. So you feel that pressure, but you also know that in the same conversation that you say a mistake can turn a game around, a big play can turn a game around, and we got to go after those now. That's where I think we can improve on right now is going and finding, you know, two or three big plays a game where, you know, we haven't had that big march down the field with a 67-yard pass, or we haven't had that run that breaks away for a while. And it's close. We're right there. I mean, you see it on Crow's run that unfortunately, you know, he loses the ball on. He's getting ready to break it out and go for 65 on that one. And that changes the game. So now it's about doing whatever we can to go make those big plays.
Hugh, obviously, his stress taking care of the ball. You didn't turn the ball over Sunday for the first time. But as the game is going on and, you know, you're feeling the pressure of the rush and stuff like that, how much is that going through your head throughout the course of the game? I can't make a mistake. I can't turn the ball over. And did that limit you at all as far as what you tried to do?
You know, it's always on my mind, but it's not on my mind with the phrase, I can't make a mistake, I can't turn it over. But what I am thinking about is how can I get to the next play and make it positive? And that's why you see me checking the ball down more. That's why you see me using my feet a little more. You know, instead of adding more pressure to myself by thinking negatively, I'm thinking how can I just string together some positive plays? Because you see in this last game that there's two or three drives in which those little small chunks just continue to push you all the way down the field, and all of a sudden you're in the red zone and in with either 3 or 6 points.
The ball's coming out of your hand quicker. It feels like, first of all, does it feel like that to you? And also, is that more game plan or more you adjusting and taking those quicker throws?
A little bit of both. I think that game plan wise, with a loss of Joe Thomas, I mean, it's obvious that you want to try to get the ball out as fast as you possibly can, just to allow some of our guys to get into their rhythms before we start pushing it back to our, you know, 5 and 7 step drops. But also at the same time, you know, it's me with a new mindset of once again just trying to get those positive plays and getting the ball in the playmaker's hands. If Duke's coming out of the backfield and there's a one-on-one tackle, nine times out of ten he's going to break it. So let's get it in his hands and see if he can do it. You know, David and Seth are some awesome tight ends who can do the same thing. And, you know, you add a little bit of quick game with some of our receivers and you see a lot more positive plays.
Deshaun, how did it feel to actually, you know, finish the game? And and have you been looking over your shoulder at all, you know, because you've been pulled from the game a couple of times, but how did it feel to actually finish the game?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was you get to, you know, get into a fourth quarter situation in which you have some confidence and have some momentum and, you know, you have an opportunity to win. And that's all you want to do in this league is put yourself in a position to, you know, find some success in the fourth quarter. But now it's about doing whatever you can for the first three quarters to hopefully give yourself some sort of a buffer room so that you're not, you know, down by a couple of touchdowns and trying to make a miraculous comeback. But it was nice. And no, I'm not looking over my shoulder. I think this position's mine. And, you know, it's about going out there and performing and keeping it.
And it looked like you were having some fun out there, too. I know after your rushing touchdown, you and the guys did a little dance. Are you getting? It looks like you're getting more comfortable out there. So is that the case coming right now?
Yeah, you know, the more you play, the more comfortable you become. The more you let it rip. And I think that every game that I've stepped out there, I've felt more comfortable. I felt completely in control this last week. But once again, you know, as much as you want to develop yourself and you become more comfortable, you still got to go make more plays. If I can go out there and make a couple more plays in that game, I think we have a different outcome.
Yeah, and was that celebration planned or was it kind of just spur of the moment?
Actually, I saw 19 on the other team obviously go in and do his little FIFA celebration. So after that, it was on me to make sure I can one-up it.
Yeah.
What can you say about Drango's debut on tackle?
Unbelievable. The guy's a star. I mean, he stepped in. He did his job exactly how we asked it. The only one that he let up that anyone's going to look at is actually on me for, you know, holding the ball for as long as I did. He did awesome. And we're going to expect that out of him every time now. And once again, when Joe Thomas gets back into the locker room and can, you know, help him with his preparation and take his game to the next level, we're going to have a great left tackle to fill in for Joe.
We talked so much about other young quarterbacks around the league. Do you take anything from Jared Goff, who didn't start right away and struggled last year, but has his team in his first place, though, and, you know, this year, and it looks like he's figured it out?
Yeah, I think that since day one, we've known that this is going to be a process, and that it wasn't going to happen right away. I wasn't going to come in and just walk into a position in which I was going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. It was going to take a little bit for me to develop into that. There wasn't a specific timeline on that, whether it be 1, 2 years, 3 years. A lot of people want to try to put that timeline on things. But for me, what I do like is that I truly feel like I'm a better quarterback today than I was 8 weeks ago. And that's a great feeling. You know, I feel more comfortable. I feel as if, you know, I belong in this league and that I'm going to be able to hold on to this position for a while if I can continue to perform the way I know how to.
Do you feel like you have the support of coaching staff, front office, and everybody in the building?
Yeah. After going out there and attacking the big issue of, you know, not turning the ball over, I do feel pretty confident in my position. But once again, it's about wins. And if I can go out there and you know, do my job to the best of my ability and hopefully put our team in a winning position, then I'll feel a lot better about it.
How tough was this man?
Going back to some of those kind of shorter, quicker throws we've seen, is that different from what you're getting given to you early in the season, or are you just seeing those more?
Once again, a little bit of both. You know, definitely some game plan things where you're trying to get it out, but also a new mindset of understanding that, once again, a check down or a quick pass is just as half the time just as successful as throwing the ball down the field when you have the playmakers that we have. And I think that moving forward, you'll continue to see that. You know, when you have Duke Johnson, you have David Njoku, Seth Evav, those guys who can, you know, catch the ball and make a guy miss and then run another guy over, why not give them to him as fast as you can and take the pressure off of my hands and put it in our playmaker's hands?
What would you describe from week one to now as far as the offense? Obviously, all the install happens in the offseason and you learn the playbook and all that type of stuff. But as far as what's asked of you week to week, has it been a situation where the whole kitchen sink's been thrown at you, or has it been, have you seen, like, gradual responsibility expected or added as through each start as you've kind of progressed?
No, I think that the way that coach installs his system is that he's going to give it to you all at once. I mean, he did that in training camp. I mean, we did a little bit of everything during training camp, and that gives us the ability to dabble each week into something new. And I think that that's something that allows us to be a little less predictable. So, no, I don't think that it's been able to, you know, slowly grow on us. but you definitely can go and see a little you know thing that we did in training camp here and there that'll come out each week. You know, it's about doing something different every time to make sure you can keep the defense on their heels, and we've been able to do that.
During the telecast, the announcers, I don't remember which one, said something along the lines of 4-8 at Notre Dame and 0-7 here. Obviously, it was 0-7 during the game when they were speaking. Kind of got to you. You expressed that to them. That kind of got to you from a confidence standpoint. Is that accurate? That's what they said, and I wanted to bring it to you.
No, the conversation was more based upon, accepting where I am right now, but also accepting that who I am is a winner. I've won since I've been, in Pee Wee football throughout high school with state championships, division championships in every sport that I played. And, once you take a step back from the game, and I think this would be an awesome opportunity during this bye week to do so, you can see, you can feel yourself going away from some of that mentality, that dog that you have when you are winning. And I need to get back to having that dog. I think Jabril and I have had multiple conversations about that where when you're at 0-8, And you're going through the season that you're going through, sometimes you allow some outside elements to pull away from the drive that you've always had. Recently, I've picked that back up after being benched and seeing some seeing some things from the sideline and then having some pressure on me. I've been able now to go back to that winner mentality I've always had, and now it's about going out there and performing and getting back to winning the way I know I can.
You feel it's really important to be able to kind of have that self-reflection, because if you kind of don't realize it, then how do you fix it?
Absolutely. I think the self-reflection is big for us. To have a bye week directly in the middle of the season gives you a nice little halftime where everyone can do that. You can really focus in on yourself and figure out how you can, get better as an individual so that you can come back and help this team get back to winning. Yeah, I'll be home a little, and then I'm going to head over to Notre Dame and check out the number 5 team in the country to play some football.
Did you watch this past week, NC State?
I did not.
I didn't know if you got the game out there.
I wasn't able to get it. I was able to catch the scores.
Gotcha.